Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray continually. How are y'all doing on that? Hopefully we pray a lot, but I think it's really difficult for us to pray continually, or as some translations put it, to pray without ceasing. I have a lady friend who could probably manage it. She can talk at any time for any length of time. She was one of Robin's bridesmaids at her wedding, and we caught her standing in the corner at one point talking to her flowers because there was nobody else to talk to. I think it was during the service. But it's difficult for us sometimes to do all the talking. Part of prayer, well, what prayer really is communication with God. It's not just us talking, but we also have to listen sometimes. And sometimes we forget that. There may be people that we have relationships with where the conversation is usually pretty much one-sided. With Robin and I, it's kind of like that sometimes. She does most of the talking. I'm okay with that because I usually don't have a whole lot to say. I was actually, we were training for the upcoming retreat in the prison yesterday, and I was seated at a table with three other men, and we were discussing something, and one of the men turned to me and said, well, we've been talking for about 15 minutes here. Colin, you haven't said anything. I was politely waiting my turn. I'm not a big talker. People recognize that in me, I know, and sometimes at the end of a conversation where I've had nothing to say, they'll turn to me and say, well, your turn. Sometimes they need to remind me to talk. I don't think anybody needs to remind God to talk, but we need to be reminded to listen. Our scripture lesson is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. The Lord said, go out and stand in the mountain. He's talking to Moses here. Go out and stand in the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Then Elijah heard it. He pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood in the mouth of the cave. Then the voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? I'm sorry, it was Elijah, not Moses. But the Lord came to him in a whisper. Some translations, I think, call this a still small voice. That might be the way you're accustomed to hearing it. A still small voice or a whisper. Those kind of things are hard to catch sometimes. Unless we're paying attention, unless we're listening for that whisper, we may not hear it. And even when it's said, we may not be paying attention. I had a little trip last night out to pick up a pizza. And when I go for pizza, I call ahead. I give them my order. It takes me about 15 or 20 minutes to get there. And when I call in, they always tell me it'll be about 20 minutes. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes to get there. I get it. I come back. And I got there. There were still a few minutes to spare. And there was a woman waiting in front of me who got there before I did, who had called in. And apparently the young lady who answers the phone wasn't heard by this woman when she said, it'll take about 20 minutes. This woman was in a terrible hurry, and she said, if I had any idea it was going to take this long, I would not have ordered my pizza here. I don't know where she was in such a hurry to get to with her pizza that she couldn't wait 20 minutes. If any of you have ever cooked anything, you know it takes time. And every time I call this place, they tell me it's going to take about 20 minutes. And this woman was just yelling at the poor girl behind the counter who was answering the phone. And she was, this poor young woman was in tears. And the woman left with her pizzas and she was still kind of sobbing. And, you know, I tried to offer her some comfort and I said, you know what? Some people don't listen. She was so busy putting in her order, she didn't hear you say, that'll be 20 minutes. We're so busy sometimes putting in our orders with God that we don't listen. That we don't pay attention. Now, I know not everybody, even at some point in their life, hears the voice of God. I know that. I'm not one of those preachers who's going to tell you, unless you actually hear the voice of God, you're not paying attention. Because God doesn't speak in a voice to everyone. But He does communicate with us. He does teach us through our life experiences. In our first church this morning, we had a reminder of God getting our attention and confirming things. Pastor Tom, who's our head pastor in the morning, on the way in, he had been up late last night preparing a sermon. And on his drive in, he felt in his heart that he needed to change everything and do a completely new sermon. So he asked his wife to look up this verse, find this passage for me, because I think this is what I'm preaching on today. And he was very concerned. It's like, well, do I do the message that I prepared, or do I do the one that I feel called to do right now? And there were two other times before he even got to his message that the passage he suddenly felt called to use was referenced. One of the elders mentioned it in prayer, and another member of the congregation mentioned it again in conversation, and he heard it, and it was a passage from Deuteronomy, which is one of those books of the Bible that you don't hear a whole lot of preaching from, and you don't hear Deuteronomy mentioned a whole lot. And that provided him with the comfort and the assurance that, well, maybe that is what I'm supposed to preach on. So he brought the message from Deuteronomy, because he was listening. He didn't hear the voice of God come booming or even whispering out of heaven saying specifically, preach on this. But he heard it in that whisper that he might easily have missed. That part of praying continually, where you listen, where we listen for God's voice. He speaks to us also through Scripture. A lot of people hopefully recognize that. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I must remember, Second Timothy comes after First Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. All Scripture is God-breathed. It comes from God, and He uses it to communicate with us. Now, I know the Bible, the newest part of the Bible, was written almost 2,000 years ago, but it still applies to us today. I know some people think it's outdated, but God hasn't changed. Maybe we have, but I'm not so sure that's a good thing. I was in a church once a while back where I was discussing with the pastor of that church, kind of casually, we were kind of discussing politics. It was election day, and I'm a constable for our borough. So I was there at the polling place keeping the peace. And it's a church where the polling is done. And the pastor and I were having this little conversation about politics without actually saying anything. And I remember him making the comment, wouldn't it be really great if God would just come down here and tell us what to do? And I'm sitting there thinking, He did. And somebody wrote a book about it. There's probably one lying around here someplace. I didn't say anything to him about it for fear that he was joking, and I didn't want to look like a smart aleck. But I was talking to another minister, about a week later that knew this minister, and I told him that story. And he said to me, no, he wasn't kidding. He's not sure that the Bible is really the Word of God. Do you want to go to a church where the preacher isn't sure, at least, that the Bible came from God? Just so we're clear, I think it is. I'm sure of it. So we look at Scripture for answers. It's one of those things that I think we need to spend time looking at, and we need to spend time studying. And I know there are several Bible study opportunities here at St. Barnabas. I really hope you're taking advantage of those. And I hope you're taking advantage of other things, too. At the beginning of the year, we started a read the Bible through in a year thing. I was kind of encouraging people to do that. I did that here, and I did that at the other church. And I know some people have quit. Some people have dropped out of that because it's kind of a difficult thing. Is anybody here still doing it? You're still doing it? Good. I know some people here have probably quit. Can I tell you a secret? Don't tell anybody this. Are you keeping up with it? Okay. I'm 2 months behind. I haven't quit, but I'm 2 months behind. I'm going to catch up. I'm stuck like right in the middle of Psalms. I think I'm afraid to get to Psalm 119 because it's like 20 pages long or something. So next year I'm going to do it again. I'm going to make this offer again because I'm not, you know, even though I am going to finish, I'm not successful because I was trying to build a habit of doing it every day. But I'm 2 months behind. It is a problem. So I'm going to do it again. Hopefully build that habit. But it's a thing we need to every day. It's part of listening to God, is finding what he says in Scripture. Now, I knew a young man in college whose idea of looking through Scripture for guidance from God was flipping the Bible open to a random passage and reading it and seeing if that applied to his situation. That doesn't work, in case you were going to try that. In fact, that can probably be very dangerous, because if you're just looking at a single verse, you can take it out of context. I of course, didn't plan far enough ahead to prepare this, but one of my favorite verse to take out of context, I'm saying that not because I would take this out of context and do it, but there is in one of the Psalms, the last verse of one of the Psalms. This is completely out of context. Don't go saying Pastor Colin said to do this. It's completely out of context. The last verse of one of the Psalms is, "Blessed is he who seizes up the children and dashes their heads against the rocks." That's completely out of context. The verse before that says, it's bad if somebody says this, and don't listen to them and don't follow them. And the same kind of thing can happen if you're just flipping through the Bible and it's like, well, let's see if this passage applies to my life. We need to know it and we need to understand it. We don't necessarily need to memorize everything, but we need to have it in our hearts. We can then answer the age-old question, what would Jesus do? Because then maybe we'd know. It's part of listening. It's part of falling back, and it's part of being sure we are his children. And even though it's been a long time since the Bible was written, and it's been a long time since Jesus walked on the earth, God is still our Father. He listens to us. He also wants to talk to us. He has advice for us. I remember watching a movie once. I don't remember exactly what the situation was, but this man was in trouble. And he turns to his friends and says to his friend, you know, it's times like this. I really wish I had listened to what my father told me when I was a boy. And the friend said to him, well, what did your father tell you? He said, I don't know. I wasn't listening. Well, when it comes to the question of what did God tell you? Were you listening? Have you listened for that whisper? Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. When we are praying continually, without ceasing, do we spend that time being still and listening? Maybe God doesn't speak to us in an audible voice, but he speaks to our hearts. He gives us desires. He gives us interests. He gives us ideas. It's up to us to listen. It's up to us to pay attention. It's up to us to watch for that whisper. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for today is listen. As I've said, God may not speak to us in an audible voice, but he does speak to us. He makes himself known to us, and he leads us and guides us. We just need to pay attention. We need to listen for that whisper. We need to be still and know that he is God. It's hard to give a child instructions when they're running around, when they're not paying attention. And that's us sometimes, running around in our lives, not paying attention. We want to know what to do, and he tells us, but we don't always listen. As you go through this week praying continually, Don't forget to be quiet sometimes and listen. The service is over. Your service must now begin. Go from this place praying continually and listening for what God has to say. Amen. We did not record the singing of the hallelujahs. So if somebody would start that, please.